Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 241.
Hey, it's Larry Flick from SiriusXM 109, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Some like you green, some like you brown, some say you need snow to light up your crown. But all I can say is I'm glad that you're here. It's been a long road. It's been a hard year. My stereo sings with your sweetest sound. It's Christmas, I need you. Can you stick around? Lights on the tree, coffee's been poured, kids gather round, they know what's in store. We share what we can and look to the new. The lessons we've learned, the things we've been through, the ones that we're missing, the ones that we found. And Christmas, we need you, and you stick around. We look to you, 'cause you help us understand. We all just need to feel at home. Reaching out and trying to live in peace, we might just finally reap what we have sown. Story's so old, still it burns bright. The star in the east is still of the night. In a part of the world where we all came to be, the cradle of life, though some don't agree. We're Jewish and Muslim and Christians surround, and Christmas, they need you, and you stick around. Some put you down, 'cause they only see the green. Some have a hero of their own. Some shrug you off, and they say they don't believe. Makes more sense to think we're all alone. He said we should love,
we should love.
Said not to hate,
not to hate.
What more do you need?
More do you need?
Why not celebrate?
Celebrate.
I don't even care if God is involved or if he exists or if we evolve. Each one of us stuck here on the same piece of ground. And Christmas, we need you. Can you stick around? This Christmas, I need you. Can you stick around?
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
Happy birthday! This is Ray. No, sorry, I was doing my Frosty the Snowman, you know. His name, put cap on him. He's like, happy birthday. I saw that the other day, and I was like, I forgot about that. So.
Oh, okay. So welcome, everyone. And this is, well, the weekend before Christmas. Before Christmas
Day. The last weekend to buy crap for everybody.
That's right. So.
I must say, before we get started on the show, I am severely hurt. Destroyed.
Why? What did you do? What happened to you?
Because Nard and Mike do not play fair playing Mahjong.
Mahjong. Oh, yeah. Ray
kept whooping my butt last night, and I was trying to learn the game. They took no prisoners. Hey, they showed no mercy.
Wait a second. I skipped winning. I could have won two times before that.
Yeah, such a self-sacrifice.
And then I said, okay, I have to win this game because my tiles have been coming up. And yeah, Ray got to learn how to play Mahjong. And you won. You did win one, right?
One. Just one.
Just one, but that's good. I mean, that's a good start. Yeah. So, Ray, it's the Asian in you. You're learning how to play Mahjong. Anyway, so, yeah, where were we? Yeah, let's do some weekend update. Last night we were at... God, where were we?
We were out in BFE, Texas. That's where we were.
Oh, my God, that was so far. Clay and Chris's house is just way out there, and Katie, it took about an hour and a half for us to get there.
And oh my God, it took y'all that long? It took us 30 minutes, but then John drove us to the party, and we were in the M4, and he had the top down, and he was like, "These damn people are in my way." Just like, I just sit there, get my seatbelt on, and close my eyes.
But it was so far. But it's a good drive. Their neighborhood is really quiet. Yeah. It was a humongous house. Wow.
Yes. That's why they moved out there, because for what they paid for that house, they couldn't even get a one-bedroom condo here in town. So.
No, that's right. That's true. So, yeah, shout out to Chris and Clay. Thank you very much for inviting us to your house.
Yes. And that eggnog was most excellent. It was homemade eggnog.
Yep, it was delicious.
Everything I'm paying for it today, but it was great eggnog at the time. So,
Okay, so we got the holiday cards. We got holiday cards. Thank you very much to all those who sent in their cards.
Roy sent us a card.
Yeah. And Ron from Connecticut. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Brian from New Jersey, they also sent Roy and Brian sent some CDs, some mixed CDs, and it's actually one of the songs was what is it? Rock me, sexy Jesus, from Hamlet 2. It was really funny. I find that's so funny. And one more card from Eric, San Antonio. So,
hey Eric.
Hey Eric. And thank you very much for those who sent in your cards. So it's not too late. Keep sending them. Send it to Bear Podcast at P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. Yes. And one more plug, one more thing. Guys, we need more votes. We need votes for The Complete Bear to win the Best Bear Podcast of the Year awards. So, yeah, so send your... go to thecompletebear.com. We'll put links on the website and send in your votes to info@bearpodcast.com. It's actually a list. You have to copy and paste and send an email to info at thecompletebear.com. And we are on the podcast category. So, yeah, we hope to get more votes on that one. So that'll be awesome. Okay, so are we going to go? We're going to go to the interview. So... we're recording this early in the morning on a Sunday because we have an interview with Larry Flick. Yes, he's a nice guy. Yes, he is. And his show is at every day on Sirius 109. And he plays from 7 to 11 in the morning. Yeah, it's kind of hard to catch in the morning, but if you're on your car listening to it, if you have
Sirius or XM, you can usually listen to it by web. That's one of the free features you get. You can pull it up on your computer at work and listen to it. So.
Listen to it, that's right. So, okay, here we go with Larry Flick.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we have a guest from Sirius Out Q 109. He's Larry Flick. Hello, Larry.
Hi there.
Hey, welcome to the show. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're excited about this. I mean, we've been chatting on MySpace for a while, and it's a good thing I got the chance to invite you in the show. It'd be great to have a big bear serious OutQ personality in the show. Yeah,
you're very nice. Now, I've been listening to the podcast for a little while now. They're really fun.
Yeah, I believe you like the what do you call that? The flashbacks that we've been doing for this month.
Yeah, well, because it's given me a chance to catch up on what you've been doing since before I started listening.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, but how about some history about you? You were in New York. You lived in New York.
I was born and raised in New York. Born and raised in New York. I lived in New York for most of my life, except for the 6 months I lived in Wales with my husband, Shane. Mm-hmm. And when I moved back from Wales a couple of years ago, I decided that it was too expensive to live in my hometown, so I moved one town over to Jersey City, which is where I am now.
Yeah, Jersey City. I like that place. What is that? That's where the Journal Square is, right?
Yeah, well, Journal Square is kind of the, they would call that the more ghetto part of Journal.
Oh, really? Okay.
I live in a town called Newport Pavonia, which is, I could actually, from my bedroom window, see the Empire State Building. That's how close it is to Manhattan.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it's very close.
Have you been to New York, Ray, before? Yeah.
No, they don't let Southerners in New York.
No Southerners.
Of course, I've been to New York. Hasn't every gay man been to New York at one point? It's
well,
like
I know some Texans who haven't.
It's required.
To get you have to go to Texas. I mean, you have to go to New York, get your card punched, and you come back, and then you can get your toaster.
Oh,
exactly. You get a toaster oven after you come to New York because we like it flashy here.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you the whole story.
I've lived here. I've lived. You know, New York is me. It's part of who I am.
Oh, that's right. Where do you usually hang out there when you're in New York? Coffee shops?
I don't hang out anymore
because
of my job.
He's married.
Well, also, I am married, and also, I don't get to see what I call the front end of night anymore because of my job. So, I used to, long, long time ago, hang out at places like the Dugout, the usual places that the bear guys go to in New York, but I honestly don't. I feel like I'm an old fuddy-duddy. I don't hang out anymore.
I hang out
at home with my cats.
Oh, you have cats. You're a cat person.
Yeah, I'm actually a dog person, but my husband loves cats, and we adopted. We rescued a little girl cat about 4 years ago, and she just happened to be pregnant. And I couldn't bear to part with any of the litter, so I'm like the crazy cat lady now. I have six cats.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Larry, we can't do a bear sex in the city show based on your life or anything.
Well, you can. It would just be. It wouldn't be nightlife oriented.
Oh, okay. It's more like daytime. How long have you been with Shane? A little over five years.
Well, we've been. Actually, it depends on how you count. We met 5 years ago this past September online, like a lot of guys do, I guess.
Uh-huh.
and then we met in person a month after that, and we were one of the first couples in the state of New Jersey to have a civil union. It'll be 2 years in February.
That's right.
Sweet.
I read about that. You were in the newspaper even. You get a clip.
It's great.
Was there a long line back then, or just a few people?
Because we were doing it for my radio show, we were allowed to kind of skip the line.
Skip the line. Oh,
sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we went the day before, and we were given special treatment.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Well, that's cool. Did the New Jersey governor at the time give you your wedding bells?
No, actually, we were united in Maplewood, New Jersey, and the mayor of Maplewood performed our ceremony.
Oh, that was nice.
Ah.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really it was a weird evening. My husband doesn't really look back on it as fondly as I do because it was a really long and exhausting night, and it was like as part of a rally, and they had all these different couples up talking about how civil unions weren't enough and how they weren't going to do it, and then there's
right.
Shane and me. Like, well, but we found two guys who were willing to do it.
Ah, okay.
And so we stood up and did it, and it was, I mean, it was nice. I thought it was nice, but it was the guy who organized the evening kind of, it was very oddly balanced. But it was a very special night for Shane and me, and a couple people, you know, some people who were very important to us as a couple got to be there and participate. So it was a good night, but it was weird. It was weird.
Mm-hmm. But that would be nice. Over here, what did we do, Ray? We, I think, was it last month? Yeah, it was last month. There, there was a protest here about that. You know, the Prop 8 thing. It's all, you know, the Prop 8 from California is propagated all the way here to Houston also. So.
Sure.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. People would rather have marriages than a civil
union. Well, we wanted to, but we were just willing to kind of, we wanted to grab whatever we could.
Yeah, that's right, exactly, yeah.
But you know, we're holding that for marriage now as well.
Is that going to happen in Houston, Ray? I doubt it. I think
eventually it's going to happen.
Eventually,
and later on the show, we got to talk about, because the same people that proposed Proposition 8 now introduce stuff to completely disregard all the marriages that were done, because Proposition 8 did not leave any opening for people that had already got married. So now they put, and I got the, and I can read, they put the thing out there that they want them to completely annul those marriages and say they were never happened.
Oh, yeah, that's
that, that, that won't happen, but they're trying to. Yeah, I don't believe that'll happen.
That is so sad. But anyway, let's talk about something. well, that's the sad part, but let's talk about more of your gig there at Sirius Out Q. How did you get started with Sirius?
You know, it's a very funny thing. Most of the really cool jobs I've ever had in my life happened by pure accident. I was working at Billboard Magazine. I'd been there for 14 years.
And, wow, that's
long. Got laid off because they were doing cutbacks. And about 3.5 weeks later, I'd been talking with the old program director at Sirius LQ, John McMullen, about doing some fill-in work and all that, and he was looking to introduce me into the system. And about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks after I got laid off, he asked me if I wanted to audition for the morning show. And I was a little apprehensive to do it because I had just finished a 14-year, very intense job, and I had this big severance package, and I thought, I'm taking the summer off. But it just seemed like something I should try just for the heck of it. And he was like, you know, we're probably not going to give you the job anyway. You know, we're probably going to go with someone who's a little more experienced, but this is a great way for you to learn how to do radio, because I'd never hosted radio before. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, what have I got to lose? You know, they were going to pay me for a few days. Why not? And I went in, and I never left.
You never left since then?
I went in, I auditioned, and they hired me.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. I've been listening. And
thank you.
It's just awesome. I saw some videos also. And whenever you guys post that, that's awesome also. And
yeah, we don't get to do that a lot because when you work for a pay service, cause, you know, people complain about Sirius and XM being pay services, but you know, we're the same as HBO, if you think about it. You have to pay to see, you know, Entourage and all of those shows. So you can't just throw it online for free. You have to, you know, there are certain rules that come with being a premium service. So we don't get to post a lot of things.
That's right. Just here and there. With permission. Because I was watching the one with Boston Bear. The one...
my ex, yeah.
Is your ex? That's right. Yeah, you mentioned
Yeah, yeah. Mike and I were a couple for 9 years, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we were a couple for 9 years, yeah.
And he's all over YouTube now.
Well, yeah, he sure is. Well. He enjoys attention.
That's right. Okay, so, all right, let me ask you, what is a typical day for Larry Flick? You know, just, you know, you said you wake up very early in the morning.
I get up very early.
Okay, go ahead.
So I get up at 3 in the morning, between 3 and 3:30, and, you know, I have to take care of my cats and get myself ready and get to train. And I get to the office between, like, around 5, and...
Coffee,
talk to my husband on the phone if he's in Wales, which he's been quite a bit lately. Read the news, get ready to figure out what I'm... Kind of combine what I already know we're going to be doing, like guests that we have booked and stuff like that, with what's happening in the news. I have to catch up on what's going on. And think about what I feel like talking about that day, and then we go on the air at 7. And 7 Eastern time, we're live for 4 hours. There are not a lot of breaks during those 4 hours, so it's a lot of talking.
That's a lot.
And then after that, we go and start planning the next day. I usually have a lot of meetings with different people in our talent relations department who bring the guests in, and with my program director and other sorts of stuff. And my day will end sometimes as early as 1, other times as late as 6.
Oh.
It depends on what's going on. And, you know, and the thing is, then I go home and take care of my cats, talk to my husband, and go back to watching the news and reading what's going on. And, you know, it's like you spend a lot of time preparing for those 4 hours. You kind of need to soak up a lot because you have to know as much as possible. The idea is for you to know more than what the person listening knows. Yeah. That's not possible, really, but you have to at least give it your best shot.
It's just like podcasting, my gosh.
Well, that's what it is.
No. Because if we were doing that, we'd actually prep for a show.
We actually prep for a
show. It's a lot of work, but it's work that I really absolutely love. This is the best job I've ever had.
It's
draining and it's exhausting and it's a lot of work, but I really like it.
And at the end of the day, you're all satisfied because it's something that you love doing.
Days are more satisfying than others because not every show is great. You know, you kind of set out to do something and either it doesn't come out right or people don't quite understand what you're saying. You know, I would say, you know, if I do 5 shows a week, which I do, I'm happy 3 or 4 out of 5 days when I go home, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you sometimes fill in also. Because some people have to go on vacation too, and sometimes.
Yeah, not as much as now. No, I tend not to do fill-ins.
You don't want fill-ins? No, I don't.
No,
you're so busy yourself. Yeah.
I tend to be pretty busy with my own show, so I leave the fill-ins to other people.
Oh, okay. Or get a guest or guest host for other people. How about other times that somebody has to fill in for you?
He just calls Howard Stern, and he comes over and does
the show. The Bear Howard Stern. Yeah, okay.
nobody fills in for me. We usually just run a rerun when I'm not there.
Oh, reruns. Okay. Yeah. Well, they record the whole show and they play it again. Okay.
Well, we'll just pick a show that we've already aired. If I get sick, which is thankfully not very often.
Oh, that's good.
Or if we have a holiday or something like that, we'll just pick a show we really loved, and we'll just play that.
Oh, okay. It's like a best of.
It's my show.
Yes, best of
OutQ. Me, all me.
Well, Larry, the question is, when you do the best of shows, do you have to make notes that this show was aired before and then all, you know?
That's my producer's job.
Okay. We need a producer, Maynard.
See, right, we need the producer. We just do it ourselves.
Sometimes I'll say to Cynthia, who's my on-air producer, I'll just say, wow, that was really good. We should save that for best of. But generally, I trust her to decide what shows we run, because if someone says to me, hey, what did you talk about last Tuesday? I will look at you blankly because I won't remember.
Sure.
Because it all blurs. It's all just like, I'll remember some things, but not everything. It's just not.
I know. I'll get emails about, like, you know, why did you say this in the podcast? And I'm like, I said what?
What?
Yeah. Because after a while, when you're doing a high volume of stuff, you know, you're always thinking about the next thing. You're not spending. Yeah. People spend a lot more time thinking about what you say or what you've said. Than you do, because you're thinking about what you're going to say next.
That's right.
And so it's, you know, it's the difference between the examiner and the examined.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be very busy for you. My God, every day for 4 hours.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's a great. But honestly, you know, I'm always cautious not to sound like I'm bitching and moaning, because I make a good living doing something I really love. It's kind of wreaked havoc on my personal life, but, you know, it's for now, it's a worthwhile trade-off.
Okay, so that's what you do Monday to Friday, okay?
Yeah.
And then on the weekends, how do you relax? Do you just stay home?
Sleep.
You sleep?
I sleep. Okay. Well, I don't sleep, actually, because I get up. Because I've been doing this for about 5.5 years now. And I learned after the first year that physically I can't change my sleep patterns. Most people, it's not good for them to change their sleep patterns. That's why Mondays are so hard for people, because you party, 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 and then Monday you have to get back to 9 to 5, and most doctors will tell you, don't do that, because that's what makes Monday so hard.
That's right.
And so I get up at 3 in the morning. I get up at 3 in the morning. I got up at 3 in the morning today.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that when Shane is in the UK, it works, because it's 5 hours difference. So if I get up at 3, it's 8 o'clock in the morning there. We talk on the phone. We have our coffee together. And we're on the same time schedule.
Oh, wait a second.
So it works.
He's in the UK. Why long distance relationship also, huh?
It's very hard, yeah. But we 5 years, and we're happier now than we've ever been. So yeah. He spends about 50-50 of his time here and there.
God, race like me and Mike. Larry is just me and Mike. Mike and I.
Yeah.
Mike lives in New Orleans. I'm in Houston. So
yeah,
we've been.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
My husband's in another country.
I know what you mean.
Anybody who complains about long distance when they're in the continental United States, you go to hell.
Okay. was Shane from Wales, or is he just work over
there?
Yeah,
he's a Welshie. He was born and raised in Wales. Yeah, and he was a teenage singing star, if you will, in the UK. He used to sing for Eric Clapton and Queen and the like. And he's working on his first book about his life right now.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Yes, so that's where he's from.
Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful does he have place. Does he have a nice English accent?
He has a beautiful English accent.
Ooh.
Actually, a beautiful Welsh accent, yeah.
Okay.
We should interview him one of these days or something. Or hear
you
from
should.
Him.
Well, he has an album available on iTunes. I'll plug him, why not? His name is Shane Owen. And you should interview him about his album.
Plus, oh, yeah, because we do musicians here, too. We interview
there
musicians,
you go.
Too. Wow. We're calling from Wales.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, as I said, his first book will be out sometime. I think in 2009, 2010.
That's awesome. Yeah. Just let me know when it comes out, and we'll plug it. So you're into music also, and since you live most of your life in New York, did you go out to CBGB a lot?
Yes.
Back then.
Back in those days, I started going to clubs when I was 14. Because I've always been tall. Actually, that's not true. I was an undersized child, and then when I turned 12, puberty hit, and I kind of decompressed like a life raft. I became really tall, and I gained weight, and I started growing hair all over.
Hair all over.
And I started looking old enough to get into clubs. So I used to go to all those great clubs, CBGBs, Studio 54, the Mud Club, Peppermint Lounge.
Yeah. The good old days before they actually really checked
out. The good old days. The definite good old days, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, when was it? A couple of years ago, Mike and I, my partner and I went there. And we're in New York, and we went to the CBGB, and we just took pictures outside because it already closed. Yeah, and
they're gone. Yeah.
And back in Manila, we talked about CBGB all the time. It's a big topic there because of the punk bands that were made famous by that place and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's such an amazing place.
Who have you seen there? Any notable ones that you remember?
CBGB? I saw a band called Television, one of the first new wave bands, and I wish I could say I saw Blondie or Talking Heads there, but I didn't. One of my favorite stories is I saw at a place called The Bottom Line, I saw Prince perform during his Dirty Mind tour in a room for like 120 people. Yeah, lots of really, it's hard to remember, but there were just a lot going on in those days. A lot of partying, a lot of fun, a lot of great music. Not quite the same as it used to be.
Yeah, I'd like to see some gigs. Well, right now, what other joints are out there now besides CBGB? Since CBGB closed?
Well, in New York, for live rock and roll music, you can go to a place called The Living Room. Is a great place to see music. The Bitter End is still open. If you like to dance, there's a club called Cielo now. There are lots of places.
Lots of places.
Look them up. But I don't go to any of them anymore because I'm usually waking up as people are going home.
You're just staying home. Hey, in the series Outcue page, it was mentioned that you were a Mr. New York City Bear. Let's talk about that.
Say that again. I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, that you were a Mr. New York City Bear.
I was Mr. Yeah. I used to do the whole bear pageant circuit for a couple of years.
You had a sash, or
Yeah, I was a sax whore for a while.
Okay.
It's true. It was. I'll tell you the truth. I did Mr. New York City Bear in 1999 when right before the Spike Bar closed in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I did it during a time when I was really depressed in my life, and Mike, who was my partner at the time, urged me to do it, and I won.
You won.
A tiny little bar contest. Not with any of the crazy trappings that you usually see at a bear contest. It was really kind of a bar thing.
Okay.
But it made me feel really good. It was like a good ego boost at a time when I needed it. And I kind of was involved in the bear community in my early 20s with Bear Magazine when it was a digest and
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff. And then I kind of fell out of it. And being Mr. New York City Bear pushed me back into the bear world in a big way. And yes, I started doing contests, and I did Mr. IBR twice.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did. Yeah, I did. Made the finals both times. Didn't win, but it was fun. And a couple of years later, I was Mr. DC Bear Invader.
DC Bear Invader. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It was way fun, and I made some amazing friends and. You know, the bear community is really funny because it's as good as you make it for yourself.
That's
and,
true.
And it was really good for me. And I did a lot of crazy things. I started doing bear modeling. I created this whole other persona.
No porn, though. No porn.
Yeah.
You did porn?
I was Luke Ryder for 3 years.
Oh, really? Okay, I got to look for that. Yeah. Hold on.
Bearfilms.com.
Oh.
Maynard's flipping through his collection now.
Put him in notes. Hold on. Let me see my archives.
Yeah, I did one DVD for them. I'm in Decadent Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. It looks awful. Ugh. Phew.
Okay.
So ugly. And then I did two photo shoots for them, neither of which I think look particularly good. But I did some modeling for, I did a photo spread for German Bear Magazine that came out really nice.
Ooh, German Bear.
German Bear.
Yeah, it was really good. And then I did a spread for 100% Beef,
mm-hmm.
which also really came out great. That was a really good spread. I was in American Grizzly. That one was good, too. That's actually, it was my photo spread in American Grizzly that my husband, Shane, saw me for the first time. He saw the photos in Wales.
And then he stalked you.
Well, he didn't stalk me, but he remembered me.
He remembered you, okay.
He remembered me. And and yes, I mean, I did that for, I never got around to doing another video, even though I kept looking at the idea.
Until now, there you go. Yeah.
No.
Not anymore, okay. Too busy.
It's a moment that's come and gone.
Aw.
But it was fun. Yeah. It was amazingly good fun mm-hmm. doing all, being Luke Ryder. Being Luke Ryder was the most amazing thing I think I've ever done.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. I've been trying to get Nard to do a spread with me in one of the Rare Magazines.
I said it'd be good. No.
And he's like, oh, no, I can't be naked. I'm like, whatever.
I'll tell you what, though.
Uh-huh.
You have to be ready for it to turn up. Forever.
Ever, yeah.
I know, exactly. I'm not ready for that, no.
We got friends here in Houston that did American Bear, and like at least once a month one of the pictures come across through email or somewhere, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it's
doing it. And that was done like 10 years ago.
You have to really know what you're doing when you do it. You have to understand that even someone with great intentions, a good heart, does not always have control over your pictures. And
true.
So I could give anybody some advice right now listening, because lots of folks get turned on at the idea of doing photos.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something very, very important.
Okay.
Do not pose in a position or fashion that you would ever be embarrassed of. And I'll tell you why. I have a personal thing about what they call plumbing shots.
Plumbing shots, okay.
You know what plumbing shots are?
No, what are those?
Plumbing shots are when you hold your butt cheeks open so you could see, like, inside.
Oh, see the plumbing, okay.
Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah.
I think it's really unattractive. I don't think it's sexy. I think it's clinical and kind of gross.
Yeah.
And so I never, even now, I've had photographers say to me, just hold them apart. I was like, no, I don't do that.
No.
Well, we won't use this, but yes, you will.
That's a very good tip for our listeners who want to do a shoot.
Like,
okay.
There's a certain photo. Like, I also think, like, guys hold wrenching their nipples in photos looks a little weird, so I never did that either.
I see.
So it's just my own personal quirks, and honestly, even though I don't think many of my photos are great, I'm not embarrassed by my photos.
Oh.
And you need to know that going in, because they will follow you and they will appear when you least expect it.
10 years on the road, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had to tell my boss it was serious what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
because I knew the second I went on the air, some chucklehead was going to say, I know you. I have a secret.
And I have a secret, and I'll post something, and then blog about it, and post a website.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you know, you don't have a secret. Yeah, I was Luke Ryder, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your bosses went and got the pictures and got them posted all over the studio now?
On your birthday or something?
When you were talking, I mean, you know, I had to agree that I wasn't going to do it anymore, which was fine because I was done with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just have to say, look, I did this. It's part of my past.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed of it. And when you're a talk show host on a gay radio station, it's a talking point.
Yeah, that's right. You talk.
It's not something to hold over your head. But when you work for a publicly traded company, then you're putting your employer at risk if you don't tell them everything you know, there is to know about.
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's right.
So, yeah, but Luke Ryder was fun.
Yeah, I guess.
It was great fun.
So, since you're very busy right now and mostly staying home, do you still chat online or go to Bear sites?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. All the time. I'm on Bear 411, and I'm on Bear WWW, which is the site where I met my husband.
Oh.
And I'm a Big Muscle Bear.
Big Muscle Bear. Mm-hmm. What are your online there? So maybe I could friend you on Bear WWW.
You'll have to figure that out.
All right. It's a secret. All right.
No, it's never a secret. I always just say, if you really want to find me, I'm there.
Hey, okay. All right. We'll find
you. You ever hear the term hide in plain sight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I
know what you mean.
Wouldn't advertise something like that on air, but I'll tell you. Yeah, you can always find me online. I never hide.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. And how about the upcoming trips for you? Any vacations to relax? Come on, I think you need to relax sometimes.
I definitely need to relax, but I don't. I have a couple days coming up here and there around the holidays, but I'm mostly working.
Mostly working.
It's a very, very busy time. Mostly when you work in, you know, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius XM Radio. Still getting used to saying that. Is an interesting animal because we have most people listening when they're not working. Just take, for example, mm-hmm. when you're driving someplace because you have the day off, you're going to be in your car, you're going to turn on the radio.
Yep.
Do you really want to hear a rerun that day?
No.
Probably not.
So we're working.
That means this Christmas Day, even in a New Year's, you're going
to
be...
Well, I used to work Christmas Day and New Year's Day. I don't anymore. But I do have a live New Year's Eve show. Where it's my fourth annual disco party that I do on the air, and it's really fun.
Disco party, nice.
What channels are you on for XM and Sirius?
We're not on XM yet. We're going to be on XM early. What they're doing is, and there's a lot of concern about this, and I'm really glad you asked me about that.
Mm-hmm.
The blending of two enormous systems like Sirius and XM takes more than a couple days. And Al-Q will be on XM, but
we weren't part of
the first wave for technological reasons, not for content reasons or sexuality reasons. But we're in the second wave. So we'll be on XM probably the beginning, like the first 6 months of 2009, but there's no set date yet.
Okay.
But on Sirius, we're on 109.
109.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think,
I was getting ready to renew my XM subscription, but I'll wait now.
You can renew it because we are coming.
Awesome.
We are. You know, there's been a lot of.
No, I'm going to send XM. I'm going to send XM an email and tell them until they get you guys on there, I won't resubscribe.
That'll get them.
Well, there you go. And here's what you need to know is that the customer care departments at our company, because it's not two companies now, it's one company. Mm-hmm. They pay really close attention to that stuff.
I see.
They take that stuff very seriously.
Listeners, there you go. Start emailing in.
Yeah.
Because all of us that have XM, tell them we want out.
Want him XM? We want to bug him.
Mm-hmm. But again, there's been a lot of wrong, incorrect rumors online about the future of ALQ, the future of certain shows on ALQ, and I can tell you that none of them are true. That right as of today, ALQ is thriving and fantastic, and you're going to be part of XM. I'm planning shows into this. I'm right now working on shows that we're going to be doing in the spring. So,
early.
If ALQ was going anywhere, I wouldn't be working on those shows. and I'm not the only person doing that. You know, we work very far ahead in radio, and I know that my colleagues on ALQ are also working into the new year already.
Yes. Wow, you got a whole year coming up for you. Wow.
Well,
thank you very much for being in the show. At least we got you on board, and it's really exciting.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Yes, and everybody out there listening, just check out Larry on Sirius LQ 109.
If you don't have Sirius yet, you can try out the show and all the ALQ shows by going to SiriusALQ.com, and there's a three-day trial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is enter your email address, and you can listen on your computer.
That's right.
And we do have also, by the way, Sirius Internet Radio, which is half the price of having a radio.
Yes, that's right. That's awesome.
Just so you know.
And your show
I would feel like I wasn't doing my job if I didn't let people know those things.
Yes. So your show, Larry Flick's show, is at 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. So catch him there. Okay, so thank you, Larry. And
thank you.
We will be back with more Bear Podcast right after this. At the top of the program, you heard the song Christmas I Need You, written by Andy Northrup, arrangement, production, and backup vocals by Freddie Freeman, and performed by Michael West. So thank you, Michael, for forwarding me that track. Freddie and Michael are the guys responsible for Bearapalooza Nation. You can check out their website at bearapalooza.com. Okay, let's go on with the Bear events. Under Bear Party on January 10th in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're back. After taking off for the holidays, the Under Bear Party is back. It may be cold as heck outside, but the Under Bear Party will be so hot, you'll be glad we're all stripped down to our undies. I like that. As always, there's no dress code. But everyone is invited to get with the theme of the evening and wear their sexiest or funniest or most comfortable underwear. Bags to store your street clothes will be available at the front door. Briefs, boxers, jocks, thongs, bears and thongs, leather are all welcome. We'll have music, snacks, bear videos on the big screen, and a lot of fun and friendly bears to party that night away with. This is a private party given by the Diamond State Bear. So for more info, go to diamondstatebears.com. Okay, this is an event that I wish I could go, but my friend Jeff and Jason is going to be there. So La Fiesta de los Osos in 2009. It's going to be on January 15th. Tucson, Arizona. Okay, join the bears of the Old Pueblo and 200-plus bears from all over the globe for our 13th La Fiesta de los Osos. Fiesta 13 should be another wonderful weekend for soaking up the warm winter sun in Tucson, Arizona. For more information, head to the Bears of the Pueblo homepage and look for the Fiesta link. So, for more info, go to the website, botop.com, botop.com. All right, let's go back to the show. Okay, we are back. And thank you, Larry Flick, for being in the show. And it's really awesome having him as a guest.
Yes.
And hopefully his partner will be in the show next time. So we can talk about...
That would be nice to have a nice Welsh bear.
Welsh bear singing. He could sing on the show, maybe.
Yeah, maybe he could send me some Welsh chasers, you know.
That's right. Okay, so let's do some comments. Okay. You go ahead with this one. Okay.
This comment is on episode 240 from JR.
Okay.
I personally like Dard reading the old shows in a low, sultry voice. Yes. Unfortunately, though, the 12 Bears of Xmas or whatever was painful listening. Made me cringe a little. Another good show, guys. JR.
Thank you very much, JR. Okay. Yeah, because I sang the, what is it? The 12 Woofy Days of Christmas. And I played it on episode 240, was it? Yeah. And the last episode, and people were listening to it. And Joe from Bear Radio, he wanted that clip as played on Bear Radio, so he wanted to play the Bear Radio. Oh my God! So he did, yeah, he got the audio, and I don't know when it plays, so I guess I'm one of the artists there now in Bear Radio, but it's just funny. Anyway, thank you, JR, for the support. Well, I'm sorry it made your ears painful. So, okay, so next is from Gary, our friend Gary from Erie. Okay, so Nora's rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas, well, 12 Woofy Days of Christmas, was hysterical. Thank you, Gary. See, JR, Gary likes it. Okay, so creative, slightly inventive, and impressive, even if was perhaps not everyone's taste. That's true. Not everyone likes it. Okay, so he says that TiVo rocks. I don't have a TiVo. You have a TiVo, right, Ray?
Well, I got the, well, they call it TiVo. No, I used to have TiVo. Now I have the direct receivers, direct TV receivers, I got both have TiVo on them. So, and then the digital one is just the regular one that does not have TiVo on it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, I don't know. I don't have TiVo. I just have the Comcast DVR.
Yeah.
So it says here that it's also.
But TiVo is kind of like Coke. It's become the generic name for digital recording.
That's right.
Oh, I'm just going to TiVo that. I'm TiVoing that, and you know.
Yeah, it's like, what is it like? What's your Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink Pepsi. Like Coke, yes. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, okay. So he says here it's also cute to know that you two are each other's bitches officially now. You've always been my bitch, Ray. Right?
I ain't your bitch.
Okay, not for now. Before. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Now, after seeing Mike earlier, he might be my bitch.
Oh, that's right. It was funny. Mike walked in on us. Yeah, listeners, when Ray and I were on a video earlier, and Mike walked in naked in the room, so he said, Mike,
yeah, it was one of those kind of videos.
Yeah, he was naked coming in. And then, Mike, about 10 people are watching you right now. Oh, my God. And he had to go. It's kind of cute. But yeah. He was embarrassed. He said he'll get back at me because of that. Okay, so all right, continue with Gary. I feel that the end of Heroes chapter 3 show was kind of quick but confusing. Yes, it is. That's right. Now Ando has a power as an accelerator, which could be this dangerous, the nuclear guy, while Hero is powerless. And the more interesting point is that they will be rounded up and need to work together to change everyone all over again. You know what? This is what the X-Men mythos is. This is what.
Yeah.
They have powers. They discover they have powers and people helping each other, and they ended up being hunted down. And it's like I observed that. I mean, they said they're going to round them all up when Nathan Petrelli said we're going to round them all up and because they're dangerous. But same thing with the X-Men. They did that in the future also.
Yeah. Did you notice that the president was black?
Yes. Yes. So I guess they're... And when did they record this? I guess they filmed this many months before the elections, right? So I guess... No.
But my question is all this reset type thing they're doing because they got rid of the two writers and they're... Because they didn't like the way it was going and now they're going to redo it all?
Mm-hmm.
So, and plus, yeah. I gotta catch up on the web episodes with Diego.
I should too. There's Santiago. There's a lot. I still have to watch those. Okay, to continue here. If Einard asked the question about something being public on the podcast, makes it public. Well, that's true. What we talk about here is really public, or whatever posted on the website is also public. And about calling the other guy Daniel, he thought it was David. From the breakfast. You know what, Gary? I made a mistake also of calling the belly dancer. Remember the belly dancer? I called him Gary also, but it's actually Mark. So, Mark, if you're listening.
Well, when we were talking to him, it was hard to hear because of all the music and because they had the Scottish bagpipe guys over there playing. And
yeah. So it's hard to hear. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm hard of hearing anyhow, so I don't hear half the stuff people talk to me about. So.
Okay, here's a question. There are X2 versions of Bear Podcast, and how much are you two charging for that?
See, Maynard, I'm telling you, we should do a once-a-month show in the new year.
No.
We can have all new, nice new equipment by the end of the year.
No, I can't do X2 videos.
I'll talk to Mike about it.
I'm too shy. Okay, so to continue here, and guys, you have like three or more Garys that you referenced. That's true. We have about how many Garys now? Well, so far, you, Gary from Erie, and Gary, our friend, the daddy bear. Well, they had the son.
Gary Bear.
You know, Gary from Gary Andrew.
Yeah.
When we had them in the Father's Day special last in June. So that was, they joined us in the show. Yeah, there's lots of Gary in the show. It's a popular name, I guess, 2008. And yeah, well, except for that, for Gary, Mark, I thought was Gary, but that's about it. Okay, so thank you very much, Gary. Hugs and whoops also to you, Gary. Thank you for writing in. And yeah, it's awesome to hear from Gary. And he's going to have some news for
us. While we're on the subject of Gary's, Gary, I'll have your winning picture.
Oh, that's right.
On Monday, I wrapped it all up, got it all boxed up, sitting right here next to me, and walked out last week and forgot to take it to the office and mail it out. So yeah. I will do that tomorrow, Monday. It will be on its way to you.
Okay.
Well, I apologize. I'm so bad.
Yeah, Gary's – well, it's with Ray, so he's sending it out. And thank you, Gary. We'll hear from Gary soon, probably sometime this month or next month. Oh, sometime next month, I think, regarding drenched fur. Yeah. Going to talk about more drenched fur. Okay, that's it. I guess we're going to close the show. But before we go, what's up with you this week?
What's up with me this week? Christmas is up with me this week. Mm-hmm. So if I make it through the next 2 days at work, I'll be okay. And then we're supposed to be getting off early on Wednesday. Then I have a couple parties to go to Wednesday night, yours and Robert Lloyd's. And then I will get up bright and early Christmas morning and go to the airport, and I will be flying out to San Diego.
Awesome.
So any of y'all in San Diego or Palm Springs over the holidays, shoot me an email. Maybe we can meet up somewhere. I will be out there until Sunday of next week. So
that is awesome. And then we'll record again on Monday.
Monday,
on the
show. Or maybe Sunday night if I get back. It all depends on how soon I get back and stuff. So.
Well, it depends on our possible host, guest that weekend.
Yes.
Which probably on Monday or Tuesday. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And okay, so that's it. Well, for me, what am I going to do? Well, Mike's here. We have to do the tree. We don't have a tree yet. We still have to build the tree. Just in time for the party.
You're slacking. I've got all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of mine.
I have projects. I have a DIY project here. I built a table. Thanks to
Yes, Chase. Mike said the other night how impressed he was that you cleaned up the house and the office and had hauled 5 computers to Goodwill and all this other good stuff. And I was like, well, see, it just takes some time to get his act together.
I know. It's a pressure. Well, Mike here pressures me. That's why I like having him around. He pushes my buttons. So.
He pushes your buttons.
Yeah, he does. So, yeah, he helped me out. He's helped. Well, we're cleaning. We're getting ready for the party's coming. Wednesday. And about this table, gosh, it took me about a few hours just to make it, to put it all together. It's not stained yet, but it's my very first table that I assembled myself. I'm proud of building a table. I feel so butch now. Ooh.
You less bear.
I broke a nail. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Mm-hmm.
And call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-BEAR.
That's 206-222-2327. Yes.
Oh, don't forget about shout. You got any shout outs? I got 2 shout outs.
Oh, go ahead.
I got a shout out to Shane from Bigger City. And from one of our listeners, I am Lost from Bigger City, who lives out near Fort Hood in Texas, and hit me up the other day on Bigger City. I was saying hi. He liked listening to the show. So.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
I keep chasing it, by the way.
Oh, I have a shout-out to Johnny. Well, JR. His name is Johnny, and he listens to the show, too. And And he's, yeah, there's many, many Johnnies in the show too. So Johnny, thank you for listening. It's awesome to hear from you. And yeah, I got a shout out from him. I got an email from him too. So shout out to Johnny. And who else? That's about it. Thank you everyone for listening. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And one of the top friends there is Larry Flick, who's our guest in this episode. Thank you, Larry Flick. Yeah, shout out to Larry Flick. Thank you for joining us. It's awesome to have you in the show. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And subscribe via iTunes. That's right. And don't forget to vote for us on thecompletebear.com. Details on the show notes. Okay, Ray. So I hope you have a great weekend, Ray. A week, Ray, because you're going to...
And all of our listeners, hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah since that kicked in this today. And we wish the best for all of y'all this season. And look forward to seeing y'all, talking to y'all before the new year.
Yeah. And what else? Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and Yule. Happy Yule to the pagans out there. So, okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Happy holidays. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Wow, gosh.
So Larry, how do I add you to MySpace? Is it is your real name
Luke Ryder.
No. On MySpace, it's Larry Flick.
Okay.
My Bear 411 name is